request I made to meet with you. I'm very grateful. It's an honor you have done me for being able to turn out in such numbers. I'm grateful also for the words of welcome from the President of the House and the words of congratulation and encouragement that he has put out before us today. I think all the points that have been made about the need for good governance, integrity in our system of governance, the mobilization of our people, the united force for the development of our country, all those are extremely appropriate remarks, but ones that I take very much to heart. The demand for the completion of the premises of the Upper West Regional House are also very, very apposite and welcome, especially since you made them happen in the presence of your son, who is going to be the chairman of the Economic Management Committee of the Akufo-Addo presidency. Ahmadu Bawumia is going to have to find the money. He's going to have to find the money, and I'm confident that he will find the money, especially having heard from you in his own ear, not as a third-party statement. So thank you very much for your welcome. I came here to do three things. Firstly, to express through you to the people of the region my great thanks for the performance of our party over this recent election. The saddest day in my life was in 2012, when I was told by Alhaji Abubakar Rahman that we had scored zero in the Upper West region in the 2012 election. I say the saddest day of my life because as a son of the Danko Domo Buzia tradition, I'm fully aware that one of the founders of our tradition, the man who gave an example of selfless service to the people of our country, was no less than the late Durina Chief S.D. Domo. Indeed, the tradition bears his name as one of its initiators. Beyond him, there were others, B.K. Adama, late Jato Kaleo, Abaifa, Na Abaifa Kabo, Mumuni Dimbie. These were the great figures in the development of the United Party and subsequently the Progress Party, who are the founding pillars of the tradition and the party I now have the privilege to lead. Therefore, to be told that the region that has sponsored them, from which they came, today had turned its back totally on our tradition was gave me anguish and sadness that I can never describe. Especially since as a young man, I knew all of them. He used to come frequently to my father's house. And I knew what selfless, devoted Ghanaian patriots that they were. Even as a little boy, I saw it. And then to be the leader of their tradition, in whose time the region from which they came had turned his back in such a dramatic manner, I was inconsolable. Fortunately, 2016 has now come to wipe away those tears and those feelings of sadness. From zero, we have got to 5 out of the 11. God willing, perhaps the next time we'll get the majority, and then we will know that we are back again fully. So, it's a matter of great joy for me to be able to express to the people of this region my satisfaction about the outcome of the election of 2016. The second reason why I came was I wanted to come and assure you, traditional rulers of the Upper West region, that the commitments I made to the Ghanaian people in the course of the campaign for the president are commitments I intend to fulfill in every detail. And I wanted to say to your face that the campaign in which we made our commitments about the revival and expansion of our agriculture, the rapid development of our industry, and the creation of prosperity in our country. These are the reasons I've taken with me into office, and these are the matters that I intend to pursue with all the energy that the Almighty God has given. A fundamental aspect of that is to restructure the SADC, to go back to its original concept of the Northern Development Authority that I mooted in 2008, and for it to become a genuine instrument of progress for the people of the three northern regions of the country. There is absolutely no reason why around us, countries that have even less opportunity and resources as ourselves, are able to organize their agriculture successfully. To your north, next door neighbors to us, you know better than I do what is happening in Burkina Faso. That today in Burkina Faso, they're capable of organizing year-round agriculture. They're able to be an important exporter of food, of vegetables to Europe, which is bringing in money to their farmers and to their nation. We can do the same here in Ghana with your support and the support of the people of the country. And this is what is animating me, that the commitments that we have made, the restructuring of SADC, and the policies that will revive and expand our agriculture. Put that in the short form when I said that every village we will have one dam. The idea is the emphasis that we are going to place on irrigation so that in Ghana too we can see the all year round farming that will bring and lift the incomes of our farmers and also produce food and things for our nation. So I wanted to come and have the opportunity to commit myself in front of you, that I intend to make sure that these commitments are realized. Again, and the third reason, I think it is appropriate, I find the opportunity to say this, that I want to work very closely with the traditional authorities in our country to improve the governance of our nation. There's still a gap in the formal constitutional structure of our democracy as far as the involvement of the traditional rulers are concerned. And it is my intention, with your cooperation and help, that immediately after the formal handover of authority, members of my team will sit with the traditional authorities around the country for us to restructure a more engaged and more involved form of governance in which the traditional authorities of our country will play a part. I believe it will be a major boost to the quality of governance in our nation. So these are the three reasons why I came, wanted to come and have this meeting with you. And then, as they say, the proverbial statement that you would hear it from the horse's own mouth, the commitments that I adhere to. I have an unshakable confidence in the prospects and in the future of our country. It may sound immodest, but I believe the Ghanaian people are an extraordinary people. That would be determined and committed leadership. There's nothing that they're not capable of. We were the first amongst the black peoples of this continent to charter the path for freedom and independence from foreign and colonial rule. Today, the people who began the struggle for freedom are also the beacon, the harbingers of democracy on our continent. Our recent exercise showed to the entire world that yes, the black man, as Nkrumah said, is capable of managing his affairs with dignity and serenity. And that is what we saw on the 7th of December this year. The economic potential of our country is tremendous. People talk about Côte d'Ivoire. I will say to them, Côte d'Ivoire is not Ghana. Ghana going, Côte d'Ivoire will be in the second rank, not in the first rank. We are in the first rank of development if we get our things. And what I'm praying to the Almighty is that He makes me the leader who, with discipline, with integrity, and full commitment to the welfare of our people, will unlock that potential and bring about a new era of prosperity and progress in our nation. That is what every night I pray to the Almighty to give me the courage, the wisdom, the understanding to be able to be that leader who will bring about this new era of transfer of progress and prosperity, and do so within the context of a united nation, a united free nation, where the rule of law and respect for human rights are respected. That is my dream. That is my hope. And I'm hoping to be able to summon all of you to support this dream and make it possible in our time and in our generation to forge a new Ghana and bring about hope and development and prosperity for the ordinary people of our country. Mr. President, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. And the title you gave me when I came to Moon is one they're playing on the radios in Accra, Kanidi, Na, Nkuru. I'm very grateful for that title. And it's one that I wear with pride. I'm very grateful to you for making it possible for us to come and meet with you here today. Thank you all.